Motown is all set to host the NFL Draft 2024. The excitement, the anticipation, all palpable. From today through the 27th, Detroit will be at the center of the football paradise as the 32 NFL teams converge on Detroit to select the next generation of gridiron talent. Beyond the spectacle of the event itself, organizers envision a lasting legacy for Detroit, one that extends far beyond this three-day extravaganza. And it's great to welcome on the JR Morning Live line Mark Hollis, COO for Rock Ventures and host of JR Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. on WJR. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. The sun has come up on day one, and we're ready to go.
You know, it's been a lot of planning, a lot of collaboration, but it all culminates today. You got to be proud of the city, and I got to give kudos to your boss, too, because Dan Gilbert has played a big part in this as well. He's got so much other things going on, but he still makes sure this is going off, too.
No, Dan's very excited. Last night sort of kicked off some of the festivities downtown, and people were excited. This morning already the sun's come up, not too many folks downtown yet, but it's going to change in just a couple hours.
Mark, we were just talking about how serendipitous it is that the Lions have this amazing season last year, 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl, so the excitement is great for the team, and then this happens in our town.
That's right. I think there's a combination of many things that are going on, not only fantastic season of the Lions, the University of Michigan, winning the national championship, having so many of their guys that are going to be waiting anxiously as the picks are coming along throughout the opening rounds. There's just so many good things that are happening right now. And I think the other important thing is this is 3 days, but it's really the launch of things to come. There are so many exciting things happening in this city. It's the legacy of this event that I'm really anxious to watch for and see what it brings to Detroit in the months and years to come.
Mark, one of the NFL officials was talking yesterday, and she just kind of gave her perspective of walking around Detroit and the venue footprint and said, you know, you guys have so many of these great vintage buildings. Your architecture here is mind-blowing. And she said, we haven't had this event in that kind of an urban environment where you have all of this great old architecture. Let's be clear. None of that happens without Dan Gilbert preserving the First National Building, the Book Building, the Tower.
There's no doubt. When you think about it, 14 years ago is not that long ago. And we all recall what this city looked like during the Super Bowl and the fact that Roger Penske, you know, had the paintbrush out clean facades on many of the buildings that are now vibrant downtown. But 14 years ago, while many businesses are looking to be out of urban areas, Dan made the unusual call of, I want to go downtown. I want to keep talent in the city. Talent likes to stay in urban areas. They're moving to Atlanta. They're moving to Chicago. Let's keep them here. And that decision, that move has really changed. We all remember the days of the Major League Baseball All-Star, the Super Bowl, the final and closing tours. We're starting to see people from the outside choose Detroit again. What's been fun for me to watch the organizers from the NFL, the NCAA, come in with a perception and look around. And what I tell them all is exactly what you said, is look up. You know, while you're walking the street, look up at the amazing building structures, architecture. It's an incredible city if you really take time to look, enjoy, embrace. And that's what these organizers are doing, and they're bringing their biggest events to Detroit. They're making that choice.
They're all, you know, and what's also big, though, too, Mark, is that a lot of companies, as you said, people are moving back down to Detroit, coming back to Detroit, but a lot of companies have brought their headquarters down here. So that also lends itself to, the great excitement in the city.
No, it's very much become a live, work, and play. You know, that's a moniker that we use, but it's really become that. Is people are living downtown. Businesses were extremely strong in the entrepreneurial and the technology world. We're redefining ourselves in so many ways, and it's a definition that I think all of us that live here are very proud of.
Mark, just take, we have a minute left. Take us into, there was a big party last night. Who
yeah.
was here? Who's who?
How was the Jelly Roll Jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jelly Roll was in town, kind of popped in real quick, and excellent show that they had. There was a great gathering at Gilly's, which is one of the nicest little bars I've been to in a long, long time. It has four different vibes, and the governor, the mayor, everyone was in town. Everyone had smiles. We're excited about that. The commissioner, we had him on the show Sunday, and I love his embrace of booze. Like, he loves that booze. So we're going to smile and boo at him and have a great time here starting tonight.
Well, Mark Hollis, Chief Operating Officer of Rock Ventures, host of JR Sunday from 8 to 10, and he'll also be hosting JR Afternoon today and tomorrow here from the NFL Draft. It's always great to talk with you, Mark.
Keep those seats warm. We'll see you very soon.
All right. Coming up 7:35, Mike Tirico, NBC host and member of the Detroit Sports Organization Corporation. He'll be here after this.